On this week's a special episode of the Cowboy for Game podcast, we just go into the ban list. Woohoo stuff. I can't edit anymore, so Andrew, you're going to have to do the intro. That's better than the real thing.
Yeah.
All right, so
SFX, bro.
Yeah, this we would call this an emergency extra episode, but we're an episode behind because of computer issues. So, woohoo!
Happy coincidence.
Yeah, actually,
just like this list, right?
Yeah.
It's not an e-list. It was due in November, and it's enforced in November. So, by technicality, it's just them being very punctual, and it just happens to only hit Spiral.
Yeah. Yeah, hitting Spiral. That's
the coincidences.
I just realized when you last left us, we were skeptical that Spiral were any good.
Were we?
Yeah, because we missed the week before. We missed the Dallas recap.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and we did just before Dallas.
True. Yes, 100%.
So,
I think that, all right, to be fair on that point, yes, my confidence wasn't fully in Spiral. I definitely knew they were always going to do very good.
Yep.
But the word going around at the time was that Penny Magicians were going to put up a much better fight than they actually did.
Yeah. We expected just a bit more of a fight, right? And then as Dallas went...
And even London as well. Like, that was unreal. The biggest thing with London, so it was 27 spots of the top 32. So it's not the biggest we've seen, but still an overwhelming majority. But the biggest difference was the day one entrance was out of, I think they said, roughly about 1,300 entrants, and it was about 350 Spiral. It was only just, it was roughly about 30% of the attendance made up, what does that make, over 80% of the top, so,
You can't say it's because so many people are playing. That's been a crutch for everyone. Of course they're going to top, like, a lot of people
when
play.
When no one represents it, how is it going to lose, right?
Yeah.
And Burning Abyss and Shadol had similar things all through their reign as well, too. Like, some of their ones were often just because... That's the tournament was filled with that, right? Like, how do you really lose when you got that many chances at it?
Yeah.
So
how they're dealing with Spirals?
Yeah.
Get moving. Like, they've got Spiral Gear Drone to one and Spiral Quick Vix to one.
Yeah, that was interesting. So the common factor between them is obviously that they're both machine dupe targets. That is the only reason you could possibly hit Drone.
Yeah. Drone stacking build, like...
Oh, true, actually. Well, that's become a big thing I've noticed. That has become one of my pet peeves at Versing Spiral.
Yeah.
Is when you don't already have a really good hand, and they make sure that your next hand sucks. Yeah, that does suck. And the fact that you can get Drone out so much easier now.
Mm. And, yeah
what are your thoughts on that?
Playing old Spirals, it was the decision of, are you going to summon Quick Fix, or are you going to summon Drone? Because you don't have any other ways to really get them out.
Yeah, and most have got your agent out, basically, right?
Like, yeah. You can, like, your agent's always going to be your special, and then you're choosing between Drone or you're choosing between Quick Fix, and that's just how it's going to be. And obviously, like, and they were kind of nearly going to have to go back to that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, actually, no, it's a lie. You'll have to choose between one or the other. And, yeah, a Drone's gone from it's not as good as Quick Fix from a Spiral format, so you're going to just run one, maybe two, if you're drawing it instead, and you're going to try and get Quick Fix earlier, and then you're going to machine dupe it to try and get better shit. But now to going to one anyway, because it was just so busted, because, you know, don't like you either open it, or you open Quick Fix, then you go, you finally land Double Helix, and then you get the other one.
Well, that's it, yeah. If you do not have a search card in your hand, or a... or like a Pot of Desires or something like that, then it was just really stacked against you. Like, you got punished even harder for losing the dice roll, more than usual. Like, that's something you never saw in any other format. You saw plenty of, hey, break my board, I've got a really strong board, but you haven't had one that says, hey, I'm going to make sure your draw has to suck. Like, it has to be the worst of the next three. It's like the opposite of Pot of Duality, right? Like, making sure you get the worst of it.
Yeah.
So I guess in that way, Drone's justified, and then once again, you know, dupe was mained at 2-3 in those decks, so having less dupe is probably good.
Yeah. Best thing I've seen of this, with these going to one, means in Spirals you have more room for hand traps.
Yes, when nine is not enough, let's just add them in there. Let's just have everything. We'll just have Gammas, Drolls, Ash, Cherries, Ogre. Let's just put Let's put it all in there.
Yeah. I'll go through. Go through goes to one.
Yeah, look, long overdue.
We expected this on that on the last one.
It's objectively better than Terratop, if Terratop was at 3.
Yep.
Because there's no Garnet type card that needs to be run. And it was at 3 for a lot longer. Same precondition that you control no monsters to be able to resolve. So it was very, very comparable. And, you know, free link 3 basically before you've even used up a normal summon or anything.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't have even been surprised if it went to 0. Like the fact that they've kept it at 1 is kind of generous. And just as we've spoken maybe half an hour ago, I was reading through a few threads. That is a tongue twister right there. Through a few threads discussing this Gofu hit, and most are saying that, yeah, they'll still play it at 1. It's still that good that you're better off just running it for the chance of opening it, because the same reason you run it at 3 is the same reason you should run it at 1. If you open it, you get a crazy amount of advantage.
Yeah, it's dumb. OCG had hit it, like, and OCG preemptively hit it before links were even a thing, so... Yep. Like
and level leader. They've been level leader before we even got it. So we've had a very generous link opportunity that only so many cards have been squandered with so far. Yeah,
and we never really took advantage of it over here. Gofu was always debated about, and some people didn't run Gofus at 3, and some people who like would go question why. Like why decks are running it? It's like, well, it's a free rank 3 if you have it.
Yeah.
Why not? Like
Maybe it's because we had the more of the monster removal here for longer.
Yeah.
So breaking boards was a little easier when we had, for a long time, we've had 2 Dark Hole and Rogeki.
Yeah.
Dark Hole only going back to 1 in the previous list. So breaking boards was a little bit more feasible. And also Slumber was at 2 up until the last list as well. So we went from 5 board wipes to 3. Maybe that's got something to do with it, perhaps. But it's still... You know, when you get a link 3, I think there's a fundamental problem with links that I personally think needs to be addressed, and this list kind of reflects it a little bit. When you bring a link monster back from the graveyard, now this is just a personal opinion, feel free to ridicule this as much as you want, but I believe it should lose its link rating, because like being able to soul charge back a guy, for example, and having it still count as 3.
Yeah.
Little bit overpowered, I think. Bit overpowered.
And you could justify that, like, from a lore perspective, a story perspective, it doesn't have the links. It's arrow, like, yeah, but then if it's only a link 1, then what do you do with his arrows?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, look, I think the arrow markers and stuff are fine. I just think it's the actual, like, number value that it gives it. So it's just saying, oh, look, you just... linked this Gaia with a level 1 to make a firewall, and then just assuming you have some sort of degenerate way to bring it back, and then it's still just one monster away from another firewall, and it kind of just, I don't know. In my opinion, takes away some of the legitimacy of that stuff, but I digress.
Yeah, and moving on to the last... that's it. This being the last limit is only 4 changes on this list. We'll talk about the change first, set rotation to 1.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that they went this way instead, because I don't actually have my set rotations yet, because I didn't ever buy much Maximum Crisis.
I had a few. I think Blake's borrowing mine at the moment, but I guess he'll have 2 spare now.
no one messaged me about that yet. I've totally put a bid on the Spiral Call. It's like, oh, 40 reserve. I'm like, 1.
comes with 3 play sets of set rotation and 3 play sets of quick fix.
Yeah, like, and the other one had 3 Gofus. 3 Gofus, a minimum reserve, like a reserve of 15. Someone had met the reserve.
Good luck for that.
And like, and there was a bidding thing, and like the guys just commented at 4 in the morning of like, yeah, it's all yours, man. Who needs 3 sets of... who needs 3 play sets?
So, in regards to that, I guess the one topic was, opposed to terraforming, we discussed this just a few moments ago before we started recording. Set rotation is obviously one of the only cards in regards to field spells that actually oppresses your opponent's plays, with the ability to run things like Gateway to Chaos and Zephyr Oracle, I think it was called.
Yep.
Or Oracle of Zephyr, you know, one or the other.
We knew where you were going. Yeah. Or Magical Meltdown, apparently.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, yeah, true. You can't activate that without searching Alistair.
Yeah, right? It came up in YCS London.
There you go. So if you want to have another secret one, I guess that's a nice way to put it. So, yeah, look, I can agree with that. Like, having triple terraforming has already kind of been annoying me for a long time, just considering how busted they keep making all these field cards. Having six, with the exception of running a Garnet or two, was kind of, kind of made a bad situation worse, in my opinion. Yeah. So at least we're back to four now, and the oppressive plays are very limited. And, I don't know. I like it as a hit, personally. I don't mind it.
I like it too. It's the common one. It's terraforming.
Yeah, no one's losing money on it. No one's losing money on their set rotations. It's a bloody 1 cent common, basically.
Yeah, and terraforming is like the legacy one that help. Like, so you're still helping decks that rely on your field spells. Konami can leave that for another time of what they're going to do with degenerate field spells bullshit. But for the moment, yeah, the one that's caused like that's locking people out. That's just you don't need six ways to search a field spell, and obviously you're running three, so you're running nine copies of a field spell. Like that's
if we take a moment to appreciate how powerful Spiral already is, let alone how powerful it would be if it remained untouched. Because we are on the eve of Trigate Wizard coming out not too far away. So despite all that degenerate boards that people were already scooping to because they couldn't play through, to have a very easily accessed just generic negate available on top of all that advantage, tier zero would be a an understatement, basically, of how strong that first turn board would be without some sort of interruption.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably all necessary hits, I think. Just a little bit sooner than I thought it would happen.
Yeah, well, like, the timing of it is, like, and
realistically, you should have another 3-4 weeks, I think. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like, another month.
Like, when Konami says no sooner than November, I thought they were going to use that to their thing of, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe December sometime, you know, anything. As long as it's not before November, then it's accurate.
And this purely focused on spirals. This is very much the Pepe thing. So again, it's good that they're upholding the precedent. But this maybe should have been an adjusted list, and then we still get our December list.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get anything back. We didn't see any other hits to any other decks that could be a problem.
Noteworthy on that though, if they stick true to this trend, if Konami has turned around and said, you know what? Mm-hmm. We're going to say not effective, you know, no sooner than X month. And if they actually start releasing them in X month as given each time, then that means their next one, you know, it said no sooner than January. So we may see a January list. We might get cucked for YCS Melbourne and have a list come out just before that.
Which I think is very likely because
we're right in the middle of the month. It's the 13th/14th of January, am I correct? Or it could be 14th, 15th?
Something like that.
Yeah, within the 13th to the 15th. I cannot remember. Maybe someone will have to quote me on that.
Yeah, that's what happens when we book hotel rooms.
Because
the 13th, Actually, no, the 11th is when we leave.
We're there for like a week anyway, so like all close to a week, like 4 or 5 days. We could get helicoped. The only thing I can say to that is, now I'm probably going to have this recorded against me and it's probably going to make a fool of me later on, but to my understanding currently, as of today, there is no foreseeable tier 0 deck that will be released between now and then.
No.
Tier 1, plenty, but tier 0, I think Spiral about to take a huge downward turn. Tier 1 at best. I think people might be able to claw back to Tier 1 if they figure out something really clever. But I don't think anything they can do is going to compare to 11 quick fix searches in a turn.
Yeah.
That seems a little bit crazy.
We get
Spirit Warriors soon.
Yeah, so...
So we'll have Magical Musketeers running around.
Yep.
And they seem pretty good. I'm probably willing to give them a go.
And how they didn't take over against Spirals like in the OCGs, like, I mean, they just on paper seem good, but I guess if you're cutting off the normal summon,
they're open or bust. If you open Musketeers and Ties of the Brethren, like you probably can't lose. Like, or like, that's an overstatement, but you have a very, very strong amount of advantage. Magic Spectres were similar realistically, even though Magic Spectres were always tier 2, tier 3 kind of thing.
Yeah.
You open a few Magis plus Ties of the Brethren, and it was like, yeah, shit, all right, that advantage is there. They just can go bust. And that's a lot of tier 2 decks in a nutshell, right?
Yeah.
They open the right shit, and they're very strong. They don't, then they don't.
We're entering, and yeah, speaking, like, I mean, so Musketeers obviously didn't do anything, haven't done anything against the OCG because they got right away cut off by Spirals. and the release of the extra pack and stuff, and that's what they've known. We're about to enter unprecedented territory where we hit spirals first.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
And so, I can only assume that True Draco's, they can Masterpiece, they can try and get into Masterpiece.
Yeah, True Draco ABC is a thing. ABCD is what some people are calling their deck, which is kind of funny. So it's like Masterpiece ABC. That's okay. That does things. Like, I'll list that as tier two just because of inconsistency.
Yeah.
I would rate Pure ABC probably better. Though them losing Gofu. So if we go back to our list a little bit and just talk about some of the stuff. Gofu and Set Rotation are obviously the two generic hits out of this list. Two were very specific against Spiral. Two were very heavily mained in Spiral, but were not Spiral, exclusive. So ABC were running Set Rotation for their Destrudo and for locking opponents out and a few things like that. And then on the other hand, we had Gofu, which is their main opener. Like, if they didn't open Gofu, then they opened badly. That was my understanding of the deck currently. Mm. So now no one's going to have easy access to free decode talker. You have to really sack that one Gofu or not run it at all. So we're going to have a lot of indirect hits. Even Trickstar, for example, ran triple Gofu because it's just your go-to open for extra damage. Tricksters,
of course.
Yeah, Trickstars will be a big part of the current tier one. In fact, they'll be a very big competitor for the top spot. In my opinion, it's Trickstar and Pendant Magicians as your top two decks. I think they will be the go-to. Once again, this is heavily opinionated. I am not saying this is necessarily how it'll be, but it's how I think it'll be.
Yeah. What's the point of this?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a do rampant speculation in Ghost Spirals, aren't that good?
And then sometimes we get it right, and sometimes we get it drastically wrong.
And the last thing. So what was the last set called? Circuit Break. Only came out 2 weeks ago, yeah?
Yes, but nothing from Circuit Break has been hit.
Yeah,
but has it? and I was having this conversation with someone before, and I was saying, and they made some good points, if you don't mind me bringing them up. So I argued and made the point, had a very, very, very liberal and well-mannered conversation with someone, and I just said, look, yes. Oh, no, I'm being serious. I'm not actually being sarcastic in that. I just said, look, someone mentioned that Spirals deserved to get here because it was an old set that was making Konami no money. And I said, look, I don't believe that's fully accurate because I believe Helix was the major push for that set.
Yep.
Even though Evenly Matched was worth more dollars figuratively, it was the urgency of needing Helixes that made these boxes fly off the shelf and suppliers invest in them. We have never seen an Ultra Rare worth that much money for that long of a time in a very long time, if at all.
And I'll go across of all time, an Ultra worth 50 now, and it's double the pull rate of what it was. The highest Ultra ever was one of the Six Samurai ones. It was at $50.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Was it Shien? Yeah, Shien. And so Shien was worth about 50, and it was the same.
So Zodiac, for example, I suppose the problem is it wasn't a staple throw-off, but I mean, like, Thoroughblade, at release hype, maxed out at, like, $20.
Yep, yeah, and that's where they should be. It should be about $20, $25 is the most you should.
And this was every good player ran it at $2.
Yeah.
And it still had this huge amount. Anyway, so back to my point was... So I had this discussion with this person. I said, look, I think that it was a bit of a... It may affect their sales because obviously a lot of people will probably jump off of Spiral. The coming few weeks, maybe something will come out that the deck will somehow miraculously recover, but it is unlikely. In which case, I think that will affect their sales. But the point was made that with the hit to set rotation... Evenly Matched may see a lot more play now because that was the main counter that most people were running and relying on was, you enter battle phase and as soon as people say, hey, got an Evenly Matched coming up, let me flip this set rotation and then bam, suddenly you control a card and you cannot activate it from hand anymore.
Yeah.
So now that it's kind of like the whole Maxi versus Ash Blossom type of thing, right? You've got, except in reverse, I should say.
Mm.
So you've got three of the offender and only one way to counter it. Counter efficiently, I should say. So Evenly Meshed may do a lot more work than in previously found, but even in YCS London, I actually saw quite a few matches where Evenly Meshed put in some huge amount of work.
Yeah.
But there was also plenty of matches as well where someone was hanging onto it in their hand for the whole time and never got a chance to use it. So,
yeah, it's... So, I mean, there's obviously still stuff you can buy from it, but if this is like the Breakers of Shadow problem, that if you went hard on it, you didn't sell them, like, and you're kind of hoping that this deck will carry you through our summer of winter over there for UDS season, I believe it's over there.
Yeah.
And our regionals. Yeah, like, you might be a little bit... Hey, I thought this is the way it goes. Like, this should be. This should have been. This could have been the next zoo.
And that's it. That's it. Sometimes you get the gamble right. Sometimes you don't. Like, I am very fortunate. Whereas I won the gamble by a landslide. I invested in zoo on day one.
You didn't touch Pepe.
Yeah.
Avoided that mess.
Yeah.
To be fair, you got on zoo.
To be fair, I wasn't good enough to play Pepe at the time, and I couldn't at the time. I couldn't justify all that money for it because I was not confident that I was good enough to do well with
it. I did it fucking again. I had spirals built and I didn't play it.
To be fair, it's not the... Wait, did you learn it to Logan?
No.
All right, well, at least there's that difference.
It was close.
Jeez. Like, Logan cuckolded your deck, basically, last time, but... jeez. So I've been very fortunate with my picks, and it's not a logical thing. It's honestly just by chance. I loved the way that Zodiac played.
Yep.
I thought it was really fun. And say all you want. Zodiac was a great deck. Mm. After like 2 months, it was affordable. Like for a meta deck, it was affordable. $300-$400 would get you it at most. And that was still in its prime. Mm. And I believe this is a little unfair to the Spirals. I think Spirals is degenerate as fuck. But to hit quick fix to one already, it's pretty harsh. Yeah, plus all the other indirect hits. They're going to have to change that deck a shitload to make it playable, and even then, it's just not going to be tier zero.
Maybe it could have gone a couple more. Maybe it could have gone through to the December one. I feel for the December one... And this is what...
I just really feel for the... What's the next YCS we got?
For us?
Next YCS to be had.
Logan said that it's in a few weeks already, like Washington or something.
Yeah, it's only all of YCS are only 2 to 3 weeks apart, but it was usually anyway. But
yeah,
there was heaps of them lined up, but I cannot remember what was after London. Like, but either way, that's
I would say watch the video to you people, but there's no way we're dropping that now.
what I'm alluding to is I really feel sorry for those players more than anything.
Yes,
because a lot of them probably just recently picked up the list. Picked up the list, bro. Picked up the cards and stuff. Probably dropped all this money on it. And all its peripherals. The only thing I can say to be thankful is Spiral itself is not too expensive. Like, it was the Helixes and the Super Agents. That was pretty much it. Everything else was pretty cheap.
And, Viral Firewall. And if you picked up the Extra Deck stuff...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can assure you, your Firewall will come up again. Link spam is probably going to be... Oh, 100%.
And that's another thing. Like, Spiral is just the first of many Link Dot decks that will come out.
Well, San Diego's in a few weeks, sorry.
San Diego's in a few weeks? All right, there you go. We got confirmation. So the poor bastards in San Diego, or going to San Diego, who have got to fall back on their other decks or try and make Spiral work, I don't know. But I feel like it'll probably be Pending Magicians, I think, now. Like, I thought it could have even been last time, but in their absence, I would dare say Pending Magician was the second most represented deck at the event. And also had the second highest in top 32. Just after Spiral's 27, there was 3 Pending Magicians in top 32.
Yeah.
Which was higher than anything else. So, I mean...
Yeah, like...
That or everyone goes that BA build that dude ran into London.
I love that BA build. And, like... Yeah, that... If I was playing tomorrow... Oh, and by tomorrow, I mean tonight. Yep. Yeah, I was kind of keen to go in with BA, and I had a few like cheeky ideas and stuff. But
BA stun and all that kind of stuff had always been a...
On the 6th. Does that mean...
It's a week from now.
Yeah, okay, so on Sunday, I'll still be playing in a format which includes it.
Yep.
So, okay, cool. I'll build BA for this Sunday. Are you going to sit out Sunday, or are you going to try...
I don't know. I've got an exam on the Saturday. So Sunday... I mean, I've got a few... I probably won't, because I've got... Between Saturday and I think between next Saturday and then the Friday after it is, I think, my exam period. So I'll probably sit out on a lot of stuff in that time period.
Yeah. So that would actually make sense. For the normal podcast, so we're going to drop this. Hopefully we'll abide your taste. Actually, we've gone pretty long for an emergency pod, so that's actually not that bad.
Yeah, I think we had some good discussion points that needed to be kind of fleshed out.
I think this was not a waste of time. It was good. So yeah, we will redo episode 41 probably on Friday. Yep. And now, because I've figured out I can upload the podcast from my phone. Ooh. So I'll do it from that for the next little while, and we'll try and resurrect my computer. So obviously, that goes without saying, videos from me aren't going to happen. Logan's probably going to try and do another video again, and this time he'll shoot up. Like, if he uploaded it last night, oh man, that would have been dumb. He would have uploaded it. Would have been dumb. Anyway, on that note, please email us at teamcfg@gmail.com on your thoughts. Actually, I'm kind of keen to hear other people, like especially our listeners' thoughts on it, because I see plenty of randos on the internet commenting stuff, but I'm kind of interested to know where your people's thoughts are at. So, like, hit me up. I'm lonely. So lonely. Anyway, I'm Bragg. That was Andrew. You have to do the outro for me as well.
Ba 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 ba. Toit.